So most of you know that we've got something really significant planned on that weekend of the 27th of March. That's us, and here we go. Who's got an idea of what we're doing, where we're going on the 27th of March? We're marching to Nkandla, okay? We've decided that we're outgrowing this room, and we're not going to take over the country, and then the continent, and then the world, and then the cosmos, if we just stay in Parktown, Rosebank. So we are marching here. We're leaving 7 a.m., okay? Why are we doing this? Because we need an overthrow or a total replacement of the system where his youth can rule the world. Okay, because we are the world. We are the world. It's a song we're going to come up with. Actually, we are we not, amazing revolutionaries? And we had Hannes preaching last week, and he shared that you guys are revolutionaries who make things new by bringing change and changing or redefining history. Don't you think we would redefine history if we take over in Nkandla? So 28th, make sure your parents sign the release form, because some of us probably will die. Now, we are going to be preparing for that big day. And what better way than to start preparing for it by firstly sharing with the person next to you? So, if you were going to start a revolution, what would you do, or how would you prepare for it? So ask the person next to you. I'm going to give you a minute to do this, and then we're going to carry on. Go. So would you agree then that in order to bring about a revolution, you have to prepare for it? Okay? I don't know if you've ever played the game, the regime game change game. It's to change a regime. Have you ever played it? You probably haven't, because I only came up with it this week. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Firstly, we're going to choose the rulers. Now, I'm seeing, if you would come and make your way onto stage, and if you would as well, if you would make your way onto the stage, and if you would, James, take a seat. These people, you can see immediately why I've chosen these four individuals. Give me two reasons why I've chosen these particular four. Reason number one, they're handsome. That's number three. I didn't realize James would fit into that. But okay, let's just say. Why else have I chosen them for particularly? To be the rulers, the ruling elite who have oppressed the rest of us. Why? They're tall. Yes, they're tall. Stand up, gentlemen. Is that tall or is that tall? I'm giving you tall, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You may take your seats. The other reason is they males, and males make the best leaders if you want corruption. Yeah, I thought I would redeem myself there, okay? So, welcome to your oppressors. Secondly, this morning, I want to create two rebel groups, okay? I'm seeing over here, you two, I want that side, because you look like counter-revolutionaries on that side. You are going to be one group, so you might want to make your way into that open circle over there and stand together. And then you guys, this is a nice open space if you can huddle together, because you're going to workshop how do we actually bring about change. Right, now, I want you to construct your revolution. There's going to be six steps to this. And then we're even going to hear from those gentlemen near the end, and we'll see how it plays out. Now, firstly, why do you want change? What is it that you're unhappy with as a result of those gentlemen, so use your imagination, that you want to change? You can't have a revolution if you don't know what you're unhappy with at the moment. Right, so one of you is going to come to this microphone in 2 minutes' time. I want one or two reasons why there's going to be a revolution in this room in 10 minutes' time. Go. another quick thing. Send one of your artists to the board, one on that side, one on that, and you want them to sketch the symbol that best represents your revolution. I also need a name from each group. What is your name? EFF, that's not a great name, everyone knows that. What is a great name? DA, duh. You have a team name? So you're going to come up to the mic, you're going to introduce your revolution, you're going to give us your name, and you're going to give a reason of why it is that you are, what you want to change. What is making your community mad? What have these four handsome men done, tall men? Okay, can we hear from this team first? Some representative, come forward. And you can have different speakers each time, so it's not the only person speaking. Yeah, here she comes. She's going to give us the name of their revolution, and she's going to tell us what they want to change.
Alrighty, hello. Our name is EMS. Our enemies should stop. All right. And what we are trying to work against is long hours of schooling, short breaks, load shedding, and no water. Woo-hoo!
Woo! NMS. There we go, this team. Here we go. Thank you.
Hello, my fellow revolutionaries. We are GS, the game changers. What we are fighting for is we are fighting against the system that they have put in place. Too long have we been oppressed by these four men. Why are there no women there? Why are they all tall? Why are they majority black? We want equality. We are fighting for freedom for our people, for our women, and for gender and for racial equality.
Righty. Because they're the privileged class, I'm just going to give them their Smarties to eat. Right, so number two, here we go. Who is the dictator? Who of that group does your group think you, that is the person you're going to put the main target on, and you're going to take a cap and you're going to put it on the dictator's head, and we'll see who you choose. Go. Have the person share at the mark and then symbolically enact the identification of the dictator.
We choose the guy with the checkered shirt.
And there's a drone about to strike. Right.
At first, we figured that the tallest dictator would be the most obvious choice. Yeah, but then we realized that, you know, you do get like, you know, some like short, you get short dictators like Napoleon. Napoleon was, yeah, so then we figured, no, that can't be it. And then we decided that maybe it's the thinnest guy because they can like easily get through trouble, like just slip through like the walls of pain and all that jazz. But then we realized that it's the guys with the much beef that really causes the most trouble. So thus we decided to choose James, the man, white man specifically, that is the one responsible for our pain and our torment.
Okay, so we've got there. This is how you actually created a revolution. I want to know who your leader is, and I want you to just come and introduce your name. Every revolution needs someone who's going to step forward and say, I'm the face of this revolution. So who among you is going, and identify yourself if you could. Someone to lead your movement, who shares your belief, someone who's humble, but someone is going to serve you. Okay, you got 2 seconds. Go. Can we hear from that group? And you can just show by stepping forward and out there. Who is the leader? Micah. We have a leader here. Who is the leader? Oh, there's two leaders. That's their choice. Oh, gender equality. Okay, number four, here we go. What are you building? I want you to have a statement about this is the new future we see. It's a bit similar to what you're fighting against. In a nutshell, describe your new future. You need to know what you're moving towards. Go. Okay, we're going to hear from GC first to see what the Game Changers vision is, and then EMS. Okay, let's go.
A few years ago, our brother Martin Luther King had a dream. And his dream came true. So that leads us to believe that our dream can come true. He had a dream, it came true. Now, it is our turn to dream big. We have a dream that one day we will all have a say in who leads us. That not only black males majority, tall males will lead us, but short females, white females, black females, Indian females, colored females. We have a dream that everyone will have equal opportunities, and that is what we as GC are fighting for. So join us. Fight for our revolution. Fight for gender equality. Fight for freedom. Fight for your lives.
I'm joining this team. Wow, can we hear from EMS? Come on, come on, Steffi, you can do this thing. This is going to take it to a whole new level, ladies and gentlemen.
We all thought that lives would never be the same again. And now EMS has chosen that we will live life the way we want to live it. We will not be controlled by our fellow autocrats. All of them. Lenin, Hitler, and so forth. So now, hereforth, I say that we should stand for EMS and stand for our freedom of expression and freedom of peace, and so we can do what we want, how we want, when we want it, and not be controlled, ever. Thank you.
My gosh. Now, I want to know what your tactics are, okay? You need tactics for this revolution. Maybe you're going to tattoo yourself. I saw that on Friday night in the youth room, okay? In fact, here's some ideas from a book by Gene Sharp, written called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Some ideas, you want statements and petitions, you want to put up slogans, symbols, graffiti, demonstrations, protests, parades, mock funerals of these men. Killing is an option. It's nonviolent revolution. Showing red cards, maybe. Turning your backs on the leaders. Walkouts. Cultural or financial boycotts so that they can't buy anything. And shaming of the public officials. There are some plastic balls at the back by Tabila if you want to throw them at them. You can do what you like. Okay, go. So what are your tactics? I want to hear two tactics that are going to be key in your strategy. You ready, EMS? Come and share with us what your tactics are. Could I just ask the rulers just to switch off their Wi-Fi and not listen? Okay, cool. They're not listening. You can come and share your tactics.
As you can see, we are pressing down on the oppressive powers and sitting down upon, you know, the bad things happening in our world. And our tactics are pretty simple. We're going to outnumber and overpower these autocratic powers in our midst and really just, you know, get in the faces and on the backs, maybe on the knees. She's actually sitting on someone's knees. I can't really see from here. And all that jazz. So yes, yeah, EMS for change.
Let's hear from the game changers. Cheers.
So, we as GC believe there's no need for violence. Why does anyone need to get hurt? We've been hurt enough. Peace, love, that's what we're about. But we will not stand for these men oppressing us anymore. So, we will be holding mock funerals resembling the death of these men. We will also be taking part in cyber activism, the most powerful thing in our current society. Is technology. So, with our combined intellect, we will rule these men. GC, 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 gratata.
Cool, cool, cool. Very good, very good. I believe that the ruling party want to just make one gesture. James, which of you is going to do the gesture? Okay, if you want to come forward and...
Hello. I'm the good guy. I'm here for you. Love you all. Yes, no guns, please. No violence, as you said. Equality. Yes, yes, nice, nice, nice.
And there are sweets for everybody, so you can just stay as you are and not revolt against. And I think let's eat sweets. Let them eat sweets. Let them eat sweets.
No, we will not be bought by these men's sweets. We do not stand for this.
Chocolate. Okay, if you can return to your seats, give yourselves a round of applause. The sweets are free. Everyone can grab a sweet. Congratulations, everybody. Right, fasten your seatbelt. This morning is going to be... You can. Thanks so much. This morning is going to be dramatic. I think we've set up what it means to bring about a change, a regime change. I'm going to ask my assistant as we tag team this morning, Matiem, to come forward and to take us further.
What's up, guys? So that was pretty fun, right? Yeah. So I'm going to quickly play a movie for you. It's about Exodus, just to give you some background on Exodus. I'm sure you guys all know the story. It was basically, it was a revolution. They didn't enjoy the conditions they were under, so please enjoy the movie. Ooh, so God knows how to lead a revolution, eh? So I'm just going to talk a bit about this. The Israelites were actually, they were slaves in Egypt at one stage, and they were very oppressed, and they were crying out to God for help, like to lead them out of this oppression. And it's, he sends Moses, and Moses comes, but what I want to talk about is how God prepared Moses and the Israelites for this revolution to take place. So I'm going to take it a bit further to how God prepared the Israelites more, where they were about to go into the land of milk and honey. So God says, he actually sends Moses to say something to the Israelites, which I love when I read this. It's so amazing. So I just want to read it to you guys quickly. It's Deuteronomy 6, verse 21 to 23, I think. Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders before us, great and severe against Egypt. Pharaoh and all his household. Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in. So he brought us out of there so that he might bring us in. Isn't that amazing? God brought them out of Egypt. This place where all this suffering and this where they were slaves, he brought them out so he could bring them in. So basically the first step is to God wants to bring you in before he can prepare you for this revolution that's about to take place, before we can go to Nkandla. So three steps to personal revolution. So first, what did God say? He says, I brought you out to bring you in. So first, we need to receive Jesus. Before any kind of revolution can ever take place, we need to receive Jesus in our lives. And one of the things that the Israelites were battling with was physical oppression. They were battling with, they were being whipped every day. They had all of this work, and they were crying out to God, but did they really receive him? You know, that's what God was talking about after that. He wanted them to receive him so he could prepare them. And under spiritual oppression, I mean, they had to face all kinds of different gods that the Egypt served. So God wants you first to receive him. Just a message. Even in his own land and among his own people, the Jews, he was not accepted. Only a few would welcome and receive him. But to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust him to save them. So I'm just going to ask you, if I'm going to go a bit deep now. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life and you would love that revolution, just... You know, you want to experience it. And if you haven't had it, I'm just going to pray now. And you can pray in your own hearts. I'm just going to lead it, and you can pray in your own hearts. And just going to accept Jesus in our lives if you haven't done that yet. And if later you want to talk about it, I mean, there's Pastor Mark, Pastor Debbie, myself, and a bunch of other leaders if you want to talk. Okay, so I'm just going to pray. And then okay. Thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity, Lord God. There are some of us here who might not have met you, Lord God, who might not have received you, Lord God, that our Lord and Savior, Lord God. I just ask now, Lord God, that you'll forgive our sins, Lord God, that, and we right now, we just give up our sins and our burdens to you, Lord God, and just say we accept you, Lord God, accept you in our hearts to be ours, Lord God, to be our God and be our King. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, and I'm just going to hand over to Pastor Mark.
So as the two of us We're waiting on God for what he wants to share with you this week. That was the first step. And Matiam came and said, I really believe God is saying you need to receive him so that he can be in your life. Because as he said now, there can be no revolution without that, can there? You know? I want to add a second point before he comes on with the third, and it's what I sense God is saying to many of us. Maybe we have received Jesus. Maybe there's that time when we remember, you know what first love is like? It's like, wow, falling in love, and it's Valentine's Day coming up this Friday, and some of you are going to fall in love on Thursday, and it's like, woo, I just love this person. Friday night, youth, Valentine's Day with Micah, and you can't come without a partner. Ooh, anybody can come, yeah. But maybe by Saturday, it's like, I don't know if I love this person anymore. I'm kind of falling out. And Jesus wrote to a group, a church, and said, you have forsaken the love that you had at first in Revelation 2, verse 4. And maybe you haven't denied Jesus, you haven't stabbed them in the back or something, but you're not hot like you were. Maybe you've changed your status from in a relationship with Jesus to it's complicated. This Jesus thing, maybe you friend-zoned him. I mean, he doesn't look happy, does he? In the friend zone. Like, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Like, it's not like we date. We're not close. Yeah, I know of him. And we used to be tight, but now, wow, are you available? You know, and you're looking for other gods to serve. It's all about returning to first love. And maybe some of you this morning want to say, I want to pray and ask God to help me rediscover that first love. Maybe something happened. Something wasn't cool. Something happened to you. Something to your family. And you feel like, God, where were you? Here's a moment to pray. Let's pray. Lord, right now, like the prodigal son who was tight with his father and then left to chase after his name and fame in a faraway country, when his money ran out and his friends left him, when circumstances turned, when famine hit, he found himself at rock bottom and he realized that he doesn't have you, his father, in his life anymore. And he came to his senses and said, I will return to my father and say, even if I am a slave, I want to be in your household. And some of us today have realized we're not as close with you as we were maybe a month ago, a week ago, 6 weeks ago, a year ago. And we want to come back and we want to rediscover that first love. So right where you are, just say, Jesus, I just want to find that love again. It's not like what it was. Can we be tied again? Jesus, you're out of the friend zone. You're back. We're in a relationship. Awesome. Amen. I'm going to hand back for a next step in our dramatic journey.
So, woo, that was great. So now, remaining in Jesus. Oh, yeah. So how do we do this? How do we remain in Jesus? How do we prepare for this revolution? Well, firstly, a revolution needs a center point. Something we can focus on so that we don't lose sight of what we're doing. You know, something that, like, it's just your focus the whole time. You keep your mind and everything is just, your heart is focused on that. And, well, our center point is Jesus. Our center point should be Jesus. When we wake up, we are thinking about him. That's our center point. When this revolution should just not be in the outside world where we're going to revolutionize our schools and stuff. It should be in our hearts as well. Every moment, we should think about God. He should be the center of our revolution, that we just focus on him. Just thinking of that song, Jesus be the center. Okay, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's how it should be like. Jesus must be our center. So I'm just going to read you a verse quickly. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So what Jesus is busy saying here is saying, okay, I'm going to prepare you for this revolution, but the only way you're going to be prepared for this revolution is if you remain in me. If I am your center point. The only way your life is going to change, the only way your actions are going to change, the only way people are going to see you have changed is if Jesus is your center,
if you remain in Jesus. Because he says there, he says, you will bear fruit when you remain in me. It will show by your actions. People will say, oh, wow, this guy's been through a revolution. I want that. When Jesus is your center point, when you are focused on him, when he is the vine, that is when he starts preparing you and changing your heart and making you bear fruit. So next, Jesus is the vine. Followers are the branches. We are the branches, and Jesus helps us to bear fruit. And I love this verse, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, we cannot do anything. Without him, we cannot bear fruit. You cannot change by yourself. And I know it's hard to take, oh, but I can maybe change by myself. But you can't. Without Jesus as your center point, without him, you won't change. You won't be, your heart won't have a revolution. So here's just a song by Start a Fire by Unspoken. It actually speaks about revolution in our community, so, and how they prepared for it. So, okay. Well, great, yeah. And just want to end off by saying that before, actually, yesterday I was talking to my dad, and I was like, I don't think I can preach this, because remaining in Jesus, it's, I don't think I've done it, you know? And I was talking, and I said, I don't think I can talk about this. And my dad said to me, it's not just about those moments where you're filled like with the Holy Spirit, you know? And I was seeing it that way. My dad says, no, it's when you are mindful of God. That's when you remain in him. When you're mindful of Jesus. I mean, you wake up and you're like, thank you, Jesus. Or you're just walking in school and you're like, thank you, Jesus. When you think about him, that's how you remain in him. Those moments with the Holy Spirit are great, yes. But keep your mind on him. Just keep your mind on him the whole time. And that's how he prepares us for a revolution. And then just ending off with the Deuteronomy thing with the Israelites. Just like God took the Israelites out of slavery and he saved them from all the stuff and just brought them in so he can bring them in. That's what he's doing with us. Just like our sins. We have all these sins and we're impressed. We don't know what to do. Jesus came down and died for us on the cross so that he might bring us in. So that he may prepare us for whatever we're going to face. So he can be close to us. I just want you guys to know that, yeah. So thank you very much. And then just going to end off in prayer. Thank you, Lord God, that we could all be here today, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for your love and your mercy, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you help us to remain in you, Lord God, to always be mindful of you, Lord God, that we may bear fruit, Lord God, that other people see it and we start a revolution, just like that video, Lord God, where many people just see, wow, these people, their actions, I want that. And we start a revolution that way, Lord God, just that you'll be in us and we'll always be mindful of you and you'll be our center point. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.